KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 68 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. The dense fog advisory has expired as of 8 o'clock this morning, and visibility has begun to improve as the fog gradually lifts and dissipates. However, there will be some pockets of visibility below a quarter of a mile that may linger until 9 o'clock in some areas, so do give yourself some extra time to travel this morning. In the news this hour, authorities in Cass and surrounding counties are on the lookout for a motorcycle reported stolen Tuesday night from Atlantic. The cycle is a black Yamaha XJ700 with Iowa license plates CV6705. It has black saddlebags and a nickel button-tufted seat. If you see that motorcycle, call your local law enforcement agency. A Cass County man was injured during a single vehicle accident Monday evening near Walnut. Pottawatomie County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Reynolds told KJAN News Tuesday morning that 42-year-old Darrell Pershing of rural Anita was transported by Walnut Fire and Rescue to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic and later flown by helicopter to a hospital in Des Moines. That crash happened around 7:20 p.m. Monday on Highway 83. Deputy Reynolds said witnesses said that Pershing was traveling westbound on Highway 83 in a 2016 Chevy Express van registered to Plumtech Mechanical out of Knoxville.
He was reportedly seen traveling at a high rate of speed. He left the roadway, jumped an embankment on 505th Street, landing on the west side of 505th Street. The vehicle he was driving came to rest on the right side before entering the cornfield.
The vehicle sustained about $10,000 damage. The accident remains under investigation with any charges or citations pending the outcome of the investigation. Authorities in Union County said yesterday a medical condition likely contributed to a single vehicle accident that took place Monday morning off Highway 34. 75-year-old Ronald Wheeler of Murray was traveling west on the highway at around 9:50 a.m. when he apparently suffered a seizure while on the way to Omaha. The 2014 Dodge Avenger he was driving left the road to the right and went into a ditch and sustained $10,000 damage. Wheeler was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston. He told deputies he had suffered a seizure about 10 years ago as well and suspects that's what happened Monday morning because he doesn't remember the accident. The Veterans Affairs Nebraska Western Iowa Healthcare System is out of the nuclear business after entering the atomic age with its small-scale reactor nearly six decades ago. The Omaha World Herald reports that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission terminating the operating license for the Allen J. Block T. Reactor Facility effective Monday. The facility had run in the basement of Omaha's VA Medical Center for more than 40 years. VA researchers used the reactor primarily for neutron activation of biological samples from 1959 to 2001. The facility was also used to train operators of the Fort Calhoun nuclear plant. Soon after 9/11, though, it was shut down because of security concerns. Last year, the VA spent $1.3 million to dismantle what was left of the reactor, in addition to $5.9 million that was spent in 2001 and 2002. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, police in Glenwood arrested a man Monday for OWI second offense. Officials said yesterday 74-year-old Charles Cruz of Glenwood was brought to the Mills County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond. And sheriff's deputies in Page County Monday arrested a man on an assault charge. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said Tuesday 27-year-old James Dean Archer of Shenandoah was arrested in Shenandoah on a warrant for domestic abuse assault. Archer was transported to the Page County Jail and unable to post the $2,000 cash-only bond. He was being held in the jail pending a further court appearance. An October trial has been scheduled for an Iowa home health care worker accused of stealing from an elderly client. 36-year-old Rebecca Rutledge of Palina has pleaded not guilty to three counts of forgery, one count of theft, and one of unauthorized use of a credit card. The Northwest Iowa woman's trial is set to begin October 25th. The O'Brien County Sheriff's Office at Rutledge obtained access to the client's debit card and checking account. The office says that between June and September of last year, Rutledge took more than $7,500 from that client. Well, the Fall Becoming an Outdoors Woman or Beau workshop is set for September 16th through the 18th at the Springbrook Conservation Education Center. That's adjacent to the Springbrook State Park north of Guthrie Center. While the focus of Beau is primarily for women, the workshop is an opportunity for anyone 18 years of age or older to learn outdoor skills. Workshop courses include basic fishing, Dutch oven cooking, bird watching, kayaking, deer hunting, wild edibles, basic camping, introduction to archery, an introduction to firearms, canoeing, and more. Rachel Ladd with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said the Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop is an excellent opportunity to try activities under the guidance of their top-notch instructors. She said the workshop is popular because they keep their class sizes small, and the setting at Springbrook is beautiful, particularly in the fall. The cost for that program is $150 if you register before September 4th and $180 beginning September 5th. The fee includes program materials, equipment, lodging, and meals. Enrollment is limited to 100 participants. A limited number of scholarships are available that can reduce the fee by $75. You can go to www.iowadnr.gov/BOW, to download a registration form, select classes, and for more information on applying for a scholarship. Lodging will be in dormitories with 8 people per room. A chapel that's one of the last standing remnants of Sioux City's World War II air base could be moved to a nearby museum. The Sioux City Journal reports that city officials are discussing the possibility of moving the chapel at the entrance of the Sioux Gateway Airport to the Mid-America Museum of Aviation and Transportation, which is also located on the former grounds of the base. Airport Director and Assistant City Administrator Mike Collette said the potential move is something that officials have been eyeing to create more space for possible commercial developments. The airbase was constructed in 1942 as a B-17 bomber training facility. Three of the base's original structures remain, and the chapel is the only structure that's regularly open to the public. Our news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.